Suppose that you're taking an extended trip overseas and need to adjust the regional settings for your computer accordingly. To begin adjusting date and time zone settings, click this category. Click Change the Date and Time.
You can change the date, month, and year in this area, and you can change the time in this area. The current time zone is displayed here. To change the time zone, click the Time Zone tab. Now click this arrow. Click this time zone. Notice that the map shifts to reflect the change in time zones. Click OK. The clock in the notification area of the taskbar is adjusted according to the new time zone.
You can also change the currency and date formats to reflect European conventions. To begin changing the currency format, click this task. The current regional setting displays currency and number formats used in the United States. But you can adjust this setting to display the European currency symbol instead.
Click Customize. Click the Currency tab. Click the currency symbol arrow. Click this symbol.
Let's also customize the date formats so that they reflect the European standard. Click the Date tab. Click the Short Date format arrow. Click this format. Now click the Date separator arrow and click the period.
To change the long date format, click this arrow. Click this format. To apply the new settings, click OK. Notice that examples of the changes are displayed here.
You can also change the Windows settings to support more than one language. Click the Languages tab. Click Details. Click Add. Click the Input Language arrow. Click this language.
Notice that the keyboard layout changes to match the new input language. Click OK. French is added to the list of available languages. Click OK. Click OK again.
This icon indicates that the current input language is English. To switch to the input language that you just added, click the language bar icon. Click this command.
To see how the new setting works with a program, click the Start button. Click WordPad. Because you've switched the input language, the keyboard layout has changed. Microsoft WordPad can now display French characters, such as the ones in this paragraph.
You can switch between available input languages at any time, even if you're currently editing a document in a different language. To switch languages, click the language bar icon and click English. You can now begin typing in English.
Before you add the English version of the paragraph header, click the bold button. Type a report to our retailers. The English version of the paragraph text will be added to the document for you.
Using Windows, you can easily create documents in multiple languages.